Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're rocking and rolling here today. And I want to introduce you to my new friend, our new friend, Dr. Josh Kunshamli. And he is the author of a number of books, something under 100, but more like about 14. And he's written hundreds of articles, closer to about 250. And his books have sold something under a million copies worldwide, maybe under 2 million. But he's our new friend. He's the author of the new book, which I really like a lot, and I think you will too, Up Against the Retail Giants, Targeting Weakness, Gaining an Edge. Dr. Kunshamli, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. And I hope that we'll cover this very interesting mutually interesting topic.
I'm looking forward to talking about it because it's an area that I think is important. And yeah. And you've told me I can call you Josh, and I appreciate that very much.
Fine.
Let's talk about this. One of the things that I've been trying to talk to my audience about, Josh, just to give you an idea about where we are on this topic, is I've been trying to get everybody to understand that a couple of three things. Number one, we live in a commoditized world. Almost everything that anybody has to sell today is a commodity. Number two, the price war is over and small business owners lost. So don't fight the price war anymore. Yeah. And I'd like your thoughts on that.
Well, first of all, I think commoditization is a very critical problem. But if there's a real entrepreneur that really has a good feel for what he or she is doing, we'll be in a position to get away from the commoditization and go into a special service offering, a special value creation for the customers. I maintain that this is a very critical area for American retailing particularly. You realize there are a couple million small retailers out there.
Right.
And they're all fighting for something like 10-11% of the total retail volume because giants have about 90% of it. However, I maintain that this coming era is going to be very much for small retailers. I connect this to, shall I go ahead with this?
Yes, please. Yes. Because see what I'll tell you that my audience knows is that what you just said, what I've been saying now since 1999 is that the 21st century is the century of the entrepreneur, which tracks with what you were just saying.
That is exactly the point. And a part of it is related to what I call, you know, many years ago we came up with this very popular book called Megatrends.
By John Nesbitt.
Yes.
My audience has heard me quote that many times out of this.
The one mega trend is high tech, high touch.
Right.
And, I work with people who are in high tech business all day long. They are sitting in front of the computer and staring at the computer, and they are bored stiff, and they would like to do something else. The high-touch part becomes very important here. We do need interaction with other people. In fact, part of it is related to what I consider a kind of upward movement in the church-going, church activity, because that's a high-touch.
Mm-hmm.
But I maintain a big part of high-touch is going to be in the retailing.
Mm-hmm.
Small entrepreneurial retailers will provide the high touch part of life.
Now, one of the things, I agree with you, and here's the thing where I think we need to focus on for our audience,
sure.
Josh, is because I think that there are plenty of retailers out there who agree with everything you just said, and they're excited about that. But there's one thing that I think that they get confused about. They think that high touch has to also compete on price with the big guys, and it doesn't. It doesn't have to compete. They don't have to compete on price, do they?
Okay. Well, the point is that, it should be very difficult to compete with price. on the basis of price.
Right.
With Costco's and BJ's and Walmart's, etc. However, those particular organizations do not provide any kind of personal interpersonal interaction of personal high touch value. Okay, and I maintain that this is becoming and will become more important. In fact, small retailers provide already a lot of convenience types of things anyway, and you know that 7-Elevens did make a very good showing in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. And we have got many local convenience stores, for example. But it will go beyond that, I maintain. It will go beyond maybe some theme shops, for example, where you might get art supplies from this friendly place where the store manager is an artist himself or herself. Mm-hmm. And will be able to provide a little finer touches about the art activities along with the products that he or she is selling. And I maintain that you will never be able to get something like that from Costco or BJ's or
right.
whatever, because of the fact that they are much more emphasizing merchandising and commoditization, as you put it earlier, of the merchandise. So I think there is a very major position that is brewing, actually, for entrepreneurial activity in this country in retailing area.
Well, and what one of the ways that I've tried to explain this to my audience, is, Josh, is that people have, there are two things in people's lives with regard to the marketplace. One of them are the things that they need, and the other one is the things that they want. They need to eat, but they want to dine. And what I tell my audience is, let the big box companies give people what they need, because that's the commodity.
Exactly.
You give them what they want, because that's what they'll pay a premium for.
In fact, this is such an interesting point. Because of the fact that they have the needs and wants, and the interesting part is people with reasonable means, more than reasonable means, are going to places like, again, Walmart and Costco and BJ's and so on to get their needs. As they get their needs at the lower price,
right.
at the lower cost, they have more money to splurge, so to speak.
On what they want. Dr. Shamley,
exactly.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Dr. Kashkun Shamley right after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us. Says it lasts just as the time bell rings. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Dr. Kashkun Shamley, who is the author of Up Against the Retail Giants, Targeting Weakness, Gaining an Edge. Josh, tell us where your book's available.
Pardon me?
Tell us where the book's available.
Oh, I hope that it's available in the major bookstores, and I really don't know what the publisher is doing. It's just so brand new.
It's brand new. We always try to provide our audience with the newest stuff. And so, folks, look around for it.
It's about 6 weeks old, yeah.
Well, one of the things that you'll get if you buy Josh's book is you'll be able to understand the importance of not getting confused about where you should be putting your effort, not being confused. I think he'll keep you from being confused about how you should be competing against not only the big companies, but your peer company across the mall or across the street or across town. And Josh, one of the things that I'd like for you to talk about for a minute is something I've been saying about time. And that is that more and more I see people more and more every day valuing their time more than their money. What kind of an opportunity do you think that's true? And if so, what kind of an opportunity do you think there is in there for retailers, for small retailers?
Okay. Well, I think it's a very good question. And the consumer time is becoming to be more confused and they're wasted in many ways. You know, you spend so much time on the highway for, you know, for a long trip to work or something like that in the traffic hours, for example. Well, one of the nicer things about small entrepreneurial retailing is that they are conveniently located. They are in the closer distance, basically. And one of the more important things is that the individual entrepreneurial retailer is going to identify himself, herself as a specialist. If he or she can do that, then you go to that particular store with a deliberate purpose in mind. So you go there, and then you get expert advice. This is one of the more important things, basically. I think a modern retailer will have to make sure that they have good help in this store, and that they are equipped themselves, also the managers, to be there and to guide their customers. So there will be much time to be gained and also much value in terms of new information that is going to be acquired from these people. So pardon me?
I was just going to say, one of the things I want you to do before we go is you identify something that is a very interesting and a very intriguing concept that I'd like for you to explain to my audience, what you call differential congruence. Tell us what that is.
Okay. What I mean by that, every retail establishment has certain features. Making sure that, first of all, you are clear in the features that you are offering to your customers, to your target market. So being consistent with the image that you're projecting and the image that you are delivering. And then making sure that that particular image is going to be consistent with your customer's self-image. In other words, the customer says, hey, I get my, again, let's go back to the example I gave earlier. Hey, this particular guy or this particular lady knows more about art than I will ever know. And she has got, or he has got the art supplies. And this is so much better than anywhere else. And it is my type of a place. When the customer thinks in terms of this is my type of a place, then we are talking about congruence and the differential congruence, because your store is differentiated from the competitors, and also it's congruent because it is consistent with the self-image of the customer.
Josh, would you agree with me when I say that when small business owners wake up in the morning, they should say to themselves, what can I do to differentiate me from my competitors?
Oh, that is definitely. They should wake up. They should be very, very much awake, actually, for this kind of activity. And they're not only just being different for difference sake, but being different because that particular difference would mean something to their customers. In other words, you really have to have a target market in mind, a customer profile in mind. And then you have to think about, okay, what does this customer need? How can I provide that for that need? And this way, in fact, the customer will save time and will get much more value for the time, you see.
Right.
So that is a very good, but I think every retailer should know their strengths and their weaknesses, and they should really be able to sell their strengths to their customers by being very consistent with their needs.
Right. Dr. Shamley, thank you for being here today. It's always a pleasure to have someone to join us to talk to us about these things. This is very important information. The book is called Up Against the Retail Giants, Targeting Weakness, Gaining an Edge. It's brand new, isn't it?
Brand new. About 5 weeks old.
Yeah. Thank you, Josh, for being here, and we'll get you back again another day.
That will be very fine, and best of luck to our colleagues and friends in entrepreneurial world.
Thank you very much. Dr. Josh Kun Shamley, ladies and gentlemen, Up Against the Retail Giants is his book. Got to take a quick break. I'll be right back with Dr. Cherie Carter-Scott after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.